You are now tuned back in to the Darrell Johnson Show, where we give out the best social media tips and the best advice to start your online brand. Okay, now we back, man. We back. I just did another podcast the other day. It was called Celebrity Appearance. Okay, and that was pretty... I'm not going to say that that was like the nicer version of how to create a celebrity appearance, because that was like, you know, that was like some really good fundamentals. But keep in mind, that was the fundamentals. You know what I'm saying? That was like the basics of actually how to grow a celebrity appearance on Instagram. So today we're going to get into the actual like skill set. Like what's going to make you a pro? What's going to make you a professional at having a celebrity appearance? And a lot of people, keep in mind, you guys, a lot of people would not tell you this information because they're selfish. They don't want you to look bigger than them. They just don't want you to look bigger than what you are now. You know what I'm saying? Like, genuinely, some people rather much see themselves succeed than you. So they rather keep the information from you, you know, or they rather charge you $15,000 instead of just like giving you some information, you know. And me, I don't believe in that. I believe that even though I give out my information for free, I'm still going to get paid. You feel me? Like it's billions of dollars in this world. So I don't need to hold my information away from everybody. You feel me? I know how much I'm worth. I know that I'm valuable enough that I can share my information for free and still get paid still. Okay. Now, within these podcasts, you guys, I just want to let y'all know that every time that I do podcasts, I am outside. Okay. Like you can look at the picture. That's the theme of this podcast. It shows me standing outside. And the reason why I do podcasts outside, because my mind is more open when I'm walking, you know, when I'm, you know, actually able to look at nature. My mind is more open versus just sitting inside. You know, I feel like you guys get things that I normally wouldn't say if I was just sitting down versus me actually like taking the time out to just walk. You know, this kind of like meditational for me. So I feel like y'all get the full Darrell when I'm outside, you know, when I'm able to be in front of the sunlight, you know, when I'm feeling that wind hit my body. You feel me? I feel like y'all get the full version. So let's get into it, man. Celebrity Appearance 2. Okay, this is the second part of the last podcast. So if you missed the first podcast, stop this and go back to the other one, because that is very important. Those are the fundamentals of actually growing a celebrity appearance. But this one, I'm not going to give you three tips on this one. This one is some secret information. Okay, so as you can see on the title, it says active followers versus fake followers. Active followers versus fake followers. Okay, now let me break this down, because the whole internet just seems to be so in love with this idea that people have fake followers. Okay, and they really just don't understand what's going on. So let me break it down to you. Everybody on Instagram right now, whether you believe it or not, you want 20K, you want 50K, you want 100K. Man, you probably want 1 million followers, because that's why you on this platform. This platform is really only used to get your followers up, to have a high perception, and to actually make money. Okay. And the only way that you'll probably make a lot of money, I'm not talking about just a little bit of money, a lot of money, is if you get your followers up, because followers has a lot to do with trust, and it has a lot to do with somebody, you know, trusting you and, you know, looking at your product and your brand and saying, you know what, I want to give y'all a chance. Because obviously people don't, you know, when they look at a building or a restaurant, they can't see what's inside of that restaurant. They're only going to judge the outside. So people can tell how the inside is going to feel just based off of the outside. So you want to make sure that the outside of your Instagram appears nice, so when they actually go inside and actually start ordering products from you, then they feel good as well. Okay, so that's very important. You want to make sure that your outside appearance is as good as your inside appearance. So, active followers versus fake followers. Guys, you know this information. It takes for me to come on here and tell you this because you just don't want to believe it. Okay, but let me tell you this right now. 95% of people on Instagram are not buying fake followers. Okay, let me tell you this. 95% of people on Instagram are not buying fake followers. But let me tell you what they are doing. 95% of the internet are buying active followers. Okay, now let me explain the difference between the two. the followers are followers that typically don't engage with you, but they stick on your page, right? So you can buy these followers within bulk. You can buy 1,000, you can buy 5,000, you can buy 10,000. You'll buy these followers and they will only stick on your page. And sometimes they'll like your pictures, but they're not a targeted audience, okay? These are not coming from certain locations or certain hashtags. So they're not actually qualified to buy your products or service, but they're there to actually give you that high appearance on your page. Fake followers are followers that you can buy, but these followers drop off your page. So when you buy them within like 1,000, 5,000, or 10,000, all of them are dropped. I mean, all of them will drop, okay? You'll buy them and then they'll drop. So let me tell you what's really going on. Let's take a look at Nicki Minaj's page. Let's look at her, for example. And I don't mean to diss Nicki Minaj in no way. I don't mean, you know, she's a good artist. I like what she's doing. Nicki Minaj has over 100 million followers or something like that. No, don't take that as precise information, but I know that she has that many followers, like maybe 100 mil. Nicki Minaj has about 100 million followers, right? When she posts a video or she posts a picture, she's only getting about 1 million views and 1 million likes. Okay, so if Nicki Minaj has 100 million followers and she's only getting 1 million views on her post, what happened to the other 99 million people that were supposed to be engaging on that post? What happened to that other 99 million followers that she's supposed to have? Guys, the other 99 million that did not interact, those are active followers, okay? They're not fake because they're sticking on her page. They're probably making posts on their pages, but they're not interacting with Nicki Minaj's page. But they're active because they're posting on Instagram and Instagram is allowing them to keep an account. Okay? Now, let me explain. And you can do your research if you want to. Oprah Winfrey, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, Akon, Kim Kardashian, so many, Ray Lewis, so many people and a whole bunch of celebrities, some of them that I can't even name. Like I said, 95% of the internet are buying active followers. This is why when you're looking at these accounts and you're like, man, how does this account have 50,000 followers, but they only getting about 1,000 comments? Because they have a lot of active followers, and those active followers are just active. They're not engaging. But they bought them because they're worried about their outside appearance, because they know that if they have their outside appearance right, then people typically are going to say, hey, if the outside looks good, then the inside must be great. Okay, if the outside look good, then the inside must be great, right? Strictly marketing. This has nothing to do with them trying to give off a false perception or give off this big image that they're something that they're not. But these guys have used Instagram to market themselves. They use Instagram to brand themselves. It's the same way when you look at a soda bottle, right? You can look at the soda bottle and it probably got all these colors. It probably got all the, you know, it just looks so good to the point where you want to drink it just from the outside label. But when you drink it, it's probably just disgusting. It's probably the nastiest drink ever. But they had to market themselves, you guys. They had to get your interest. They had to spark it. Because if they don't get the outside, if they don't get you locked in from the outside, then they know that you'll never try what's inside. So it's the same way with Instagram, you guys. People are marketing themselves. People are branding themselves. They're buying active followers and they're boosting their pages up so they can have this high outside perception. Okay, it's the same way when you walking into an interview, what I explained on the last podcast on Celebrity Appearance One. It's the same way with you walking into that interview. You're not relying on just your resume. You're relying on your appearance, your first appearance, because people know that if they can look at you and they see the outside, it looks good, then they can't imagine what you would do inside the company, you know? So you have to take this format and you have to use this for yourself, because if you don't use it, then you're just going to be a part of the 5% of people that are not doing this. And the 5% are not reaping the full benefits of Instagram. Yeah, they may be making, a couple dollars on Instagram. Yeah, they may have, you know, making a 1,000 or 2,000, but they'll never get the sponsorships. They'll never get the 10,000 a month. They'll never get to become the expert. You know, they'll never be able to actually you know, be a full brand on Instagram. They may be able to be a brand on other platforms, but not on Instagram. On Instagram, it is all about your follower count. This is what gives the value on Instagram. The followers, the likes, the comments, the views, everything. That is the value of Instagram. Without the followers, especially the followers, without the followers, Instagram wouldn't even be valuable. Okay? These celebrities wouldn't even be using this platform. And the only way that celebrities could separate themselves from the average person is having a high follower count. So yeah, that's why Nicki Minaj got 100 million followers. Because she's like, I don't want to be down there with y'all that and only got 5,000 followers, you know, depending on the algorithm, just like y'all do, what y'all do within the 5%. I'm not trying to do that. I'm out here trying to get 100 million people to buy my albums. So I have to give off that perception that I have 100 people rocking with me, okay? So if you want to blame this on somebody, don't go dissing these pages that have this high amount of followers. Don't go dissing them. Start dissing your favorite celebrity. Start dissing Oprah Winfrey. Start dissing a Barack Obama. Start dissing Donald Trump. Start dissing Akon, because these are the first people that started on Twitter, and now they're doing it on Instagram, and now they're doing it on TikTok. Okay? And if you don't want to take my words for a fact, do your research. Do your research. Do your research. Right now, go on Google right now and type in celebrities that have bought followers. And let me tell you this, you guys, they're not buying fake followers, because as I said, fake followers would drop off your page and they won't stick. But if you buy active people that are just posting online, but they're necessarily not engaging with you, then you're not just buying followers. You're not just buying fake followers. You're buying active accounts. You're buying appearance. It's the same way with you going to get your hair done. You spent $60 to get your hair done. You spent $40 to get your shoes done. I mean, you spent $40 to get some new shoes. You spent $50 to get some new jeans. Is anybody going to tell you like, man, bro, you don't wear that on a daily basis. Take that off. You're going to be like, bro, chill out. Like, I'm going to an interview right now. You feel me? Like, you can't tell me how to control my appearance. So it's the same way with people online. They don't listen to you when you start dissing them and telling them, oh, they got fake followers. They don't care about you. Why would they care about what you got to say? You'll never buy their album. You'll never buy their products, and you'll never buy their services. You probably don't even like them. Because if you're going to look at somebody's follower count and judge them as a person based off their followers, then that just says something about you. You probably being a hater. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I've been a hater before, too, until I actually learned this information and I actually started to apply it. Okay, and now I'm passionate about letting other people know. Now, keep in mind, you guys, a lot of people will not come out and tell you this. You feel me? They're going to get this high follower count, and then they're just going to act like they just did this all by themselves. You feel me? But no, the algorithm is the same for everybody. It is the same for everybody. This is a slow algorithm. Facebook wants you to pay for ads to start getting followers now. Let me say that again. Facebook wants you to pay for followers. I mean, they want you to pay for ads to get followers. Now, while I'm not against you paying for advertisement to advertise your products, I am against paying advertisement to get followers. That can be a little bit pricey. Nobody has money to just be spending $2,000 just to get 500 followers that may not even buy your products or services. So, guys, if you are trying to get a high follower count and you do not feel like hiring a marketing agency to get you 1,000 plus organic followers a month, just go ahead and buy your high active followers. Go ahead and do it. I'm not going to judge you. Nobody that's going to buy a product from you is going to judge you. Nobody that likes you is going to judge you. If anything, it's just going to make you look better. Okay? Instagram is a fun way to get attention for your products and services. Let me say this again. Let me define this and how business owners should be defining this. Instagram is a fun way to get attention for your products and services. So this is fun, you guys. I have fun when I do this. Right now, I'm having fun telling you this information. I have fun getting high amounts of followers. You feel me? I'm not tripping on if somebody diss me and say something. Like, most likely, you're not going to buy nothing that I got. So, yeah, you can keep dissing me. But these business owners that's using my marketing, that's booking my consultations, that's buying my books, they know how much I'm valuable. They know how valuable I am. You don't care. You care about my followers. You feel me? Like, you care about my follower count, which is why I know that this is important, because a lot of people be trying to diss you because you have a high amount of followers and they like, oh, well, you ain't getting this many likes. You ain't getting this many views. What? You ain't doing this. You ain't doing that. You won't diss that celebrity that's doing it, but you'll diss me. You see, that's how I know that you're hating on me. That's how I know that you're hating on me. You'll never go back and look at Nicki Minaj and say, oh, Nicki Minaj whack because she got her followers. No, you won't do that. You won't do it. You'll only do that to a regular person. So stop hating on me. Stop hating on the other man. And just get your followers up. You know what I'm saying? Get to 20K. Get to 50K. I promise you, people going to start to take you more serious. And then you're going to really start to brand yourself. You're going to start to apply pressure. All that knowledge that you got for these past couple years and that you've been like sitting in the house and you know, like, man, you're the smartest and people just need to know. I promise you, when you get the high follower count, people take you serious. You feel me? Get those active followers and then figure out how to still get some organic and real people coming to your page. And I promise you, nobody that's going to do business with you, nobody that likes you is going to ever even ask you about your followers. You feel me? They're not. If anything, they're going to ask you how to do it. And they're going to love that you told them how to do it, because most people want to know this information. They're not haters. They actually want to use Instagram and get a high follower count. You got some people that's like, man, I don't want to do that, man. That's fake, man. That's bro. This is fun. Why are you taking Instagram so serious? This is fun. When I had MySpace, do you know the stuff that I used to do on MySpace? I used to use all the cheat codes. I used to get my background right. I used to add secret things in there to give me a top three. And I used to do so much stuff that it was just fun, you guys. And when I used to tell my friends, they used to want to do it as well. And when I would get my page right and they would see it, they'll be like, man, how you get your background like that? Or man, how you put your music player on like that? But now with Instagram, it's like, bro, you got fake followers, bro, man. Oh, man, you a scam, bro, man. You ain't real. You ain't doing what you do, man. You fake, bro. Why all this hate? You know why it's all this hate? Because people feel like they don't have the same opportunity as the next person when they do. It's a lie this whole time. Everybody has the opportunity to be a big influencer on Instagram. Everybody has the opportunity to get a million followers, okay? But people are not explaining this information to you. So you're looking at it as impossible. And now when you start to go to people's pages, now you got to find something wrong. And now you got to say that person is fake. Instead of being humble, instead of having humility and actually asking that person. Okay. Now, don't take this information. You don't have to listen to this information. You don't even have to apply this information. You can forget that I even ever told you. Right. But I guarantee you, if you don't apply this, it's going to be a long time before you get 100,000 followers. It's going to be a long time. It's going to be a long road ahead of you. Okay? It's going to be a long road ahead of you. And I'm not down for waiting until I'm 50 years old just to get 15,000 followers. I'm not down to do that. You feel me? Like, I'm using this as a way to get attention for my products and services, because people actually need my products and services. People actually need help, you guys. If you can solve their problems, you need to get as much attention as possible, okay? Within marketing meetings with these big companies, you can't go into their marketing meetings. Nobody can tell these big companies how to market themselves and how to brand themselves. So don't ever let nobody tell you how to market yourself and brand yourself. They don't supposed to let nobody come in and say you can't do this and you can't do that. They don't control your marketing. They don't have no percentage in your company, and they never invested into your company. So you control your marketing. You control your brand. If you want to get to 50,000 followers and you feel like you want to reach 50,000 people and get attention for your products and services, then you do that. Don't ever let nobody come in and say you can't do that. Because all these celebrities, man, all these celebrities, they don't care about what you got to say. They don't care. They finna make themselves look like they're the best. And then when they got a product or a service or anything, they finna use that to their advantage. They finna use their gifts. They finna apply pressure when they come out with something. So this is what you need to do. You need to apply pressure. You need to get 20,000 followers, 50,000 followers as fast as possible. I don't care how you do it. You ain't got to listen to me. You can do it another way, but you need to do this as fast as possible. You do not need to wait until you're 50 years old. You do not need to wait till you're 80 years old to finally say, oh, my followers is real. I got 10,000. Okay, you got 10,000 real people that still don't buy your stuff. You got 10,000 people that still don't comment on your page. So why are you valuing these followers so much? Who cares? Run it up. Run it up, man. Apply pressure. If you know that you're the best, if you know that you're out here trying to change the world, you need to get as much attention as possible. You need to make your page as sharp as possible, because like I said, people judge the outside first before they can even get inside. If the restaurant on the outside has roaches everywhere and it has cigarette buds everywhere and people outside smoking weed and, you know, people outside drunk, people gonna look at that restaurant as being a low down restaurant. Even though that you can walk in and this is first class, people will still say, man, that's a low down restaurant. But I guarantee you, even if it's a low down restaurant inside, if it looks like a 5-star restaurant on the outside, people will still walk in. Okay. Now, the whole goal of this is to be a 5-star restaurant on the inside, which is you having a good product and the service and still being a five star restaurant on the outside, which is you having a nice appearance and a nice perception about your business. Okay. No restaurant. I cannot tell a restaurant. If somebody was to give me $1 million right now, right? Nobody can tell me that I can't go out here and buy a restaurant and make that look like it's the best restaurant in the world just because I'm not necessarily born to be a millionaire or, you know, I didn't work for that money. Nah, I'm finna make my restaurant look like it's top notch on the outside. I'm finna make my restaurant look like it's top notch on the inside. You feel me? Because I want more people to come in and try my food. And I want to solve hunger. And I know that me solving hunger is going to help the world. So why wouldn't I make the outside of my restaurant look as good as possible? Okay. So I know I have a lot of energy with this podcast, man. But like, you guys, man, I need y'all to take this very serious. Stop using Instagram in a way to judge people. Stop using Instagram that personal to where you feel like you can't get your followers up. You can't get your followers up as fast as possible. This is one thing that I really be hearing people say. If I get my followers up this fast, what is other people gonna think about me? So your life is based on what other people think about you? Your life is based on what somebody got to say about you? See, I know that you're smarter than that. I know that you don't do that on a regular basis, because if you do that on a regular basis, then you probably wouldn't be as successful as you are. And I'm hoping that I got some successful people on this podcast. Okay. So, and like I said, nobody is supposed to be in your marketing meetings. Nobody can tell you how to market yourself. Nobody can tell you that you can't go out here and buy a $5,000 camera just because you're not worth $5,000 yet. Nobody can tell you how to control your appearance. Nobody can tell you what you can't wear. You can't tell me I can't go get some Balenciaga shoes just because I can't afford some Balenciaga shoes. You can't tell me that. If I want to make myself look good and I want to make myself look presentable as possible, I'm finna do that. So I need you to do that today. I need you to do your research. And hey, you know, if you want to DM me and ask me how to do this and ask me where to go do this at, DM me. But I wanted to get this information to you because I know other people will not give it to you because they're scared of you, because they're scared that you're going to look bigger than them. And I'm not scared. I'm confident in myself. I'm confident that even if you get 1 million followers, I'm still going to be valuable and people still going to need me. Okay? But I'm going to educate you. I'm going to educate you as much as I need to. Because I'm not in this always for business. I'm in this because I want to change the world. I'm in this because I believe in you. I believe that you got something that you need to use to help this world. And all you need is attention. Okay? So that's all you need. And I'm glad that I can actually give you this information. I'll see you on the next podcast.